Well, thanks, John B., for getting back in touch with us. He had been missing for a little bit. He says, I'm back at work after having surgery. I've downloaded all the podcasts from when I left till today.
Wow.
So I'm going to get caught up with you all in no time. Hope you two and the family are well. You guys just make my day all the more pleasant. Catch you all later. Glad you're back amongst the living, John B.
Yes.
Glad to have you. And he's doing a free advertisement for our podcast, which is available wherever you find your podcasts. Search for The Ashley and Brad Show. You can catch up on our show from eons ago. We've been putting a lot of these into the source stream there. So listen to those on your own time frame and also get in touch with us, as lots of listeners did. Everything we're talking about, you responded to. For example, Mike H., kiwi skins are great. They add the sour to it. Okay. And Grant said, this is expressly for you, Ashley.
Uh-oh.
I found a really cheap way to have great fun at parties. Have everyone take their phones and crawl up under the house to see who can get pictures of the most different types of spiders.
Ew! Ew!
You have to set a time limit, an hour, and then after an hour, everyone climbs out to compare pictures and the winner gets a prize.
Nope.
I'm sure.
I'm out.
You'll be invited to the next soiree, I'm sure. Thanks, everybody, for getting in touch. The number is 888-922-7234. I'd love to see you under a house in a crawl suit looking for spiders.
Nope.
I would pay top
not gonna
dollar
happen.
For that.
I would camp before I did that.
Wow, that is a bold statement. Let's find out what's news right now.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
So the Dollar Tree is going to be raising their prices again.
Come on.
Dollar Tree CEO Rick Dreiling says they expect to expand their multi-price assortment with items, with the cheapest items soon to be $1.50 if they aren't already.
Good grief.
The price cap will now be $7. He said that the decision to raise prices allows the retailer to diversify their offerings, so it means a lot more products.
Dollar Store, therefore you must now change your name to be Dollars. Right. Plural.
Or dollar-ish.
You can't. Right. Dollar adjacent. Dollar kinda. Yeah. Because that ain't no dollar store.
50 cents every item is a lot of money when you get up there.
Sincerely.
Yeah.
Ashley, right.
Good luck to that. Wow. So for years, the recline or not to recline debate has divided our airline passengers.
You recline!
They made them
to recline, so therefore you must recline.
Funny you mention that, because it appears that debate is over. Southwest Airlines has recently debuted their more streamlined seat design, and the reclining option gone. It follows a trend that's already been implemented by Delta, United, and American. The lighter seats that don't recline, quote, require fewer mechanical parts, which means it saves money on maintenance, and the plane, it will be lighter if you don't have all those, you know, things.
Yeah.
So they said that's...
But for those planes that still have it, you recline the full amount possible.
Very few are going to have them.
Well, those that do, you do.
So Marvel Entertainment is teasing a new film, Deadpool and Wolverine, featuring, as you might imagine, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Reynolds and Jackman previously worked together on the 2009 film X-Men Origins Wolverine. But the Deadpool Wolverine movie is going to be opening in theaters July 26th.
Are you
going
to be there at the opening day to go see Deadpool Wolverine?
I like Deadpool, but I've never seen Wolverine.
Okay.
You?
I'll be right there.
Is that a hard pass for you?
I'll be there.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, day 23 of this leap year. It is day 114 of the year, 252 left, and who has birthdays? Right at the very top, I can tell you who this guy is in one sound effect. And if you're of a certain age, you know exactly who I'm talking about. That right there is him jumping.
Yeah. Superman!
No,
it's somebody else. It's another superhero.
$6 million man right there.
Was he considered a superhero?
Not really.
Okay.
He was an astronaut, just made better.
Oh, okay.
$6 million man Lee Majors is now 85 years old.
Happy birthday.
And I wonder if he's still out there jumping like this. Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company, another great television show. She's now 75 years old. Judy Davis is 69. Valerie Bertinelli is 64. George Lopez turns 63. Melina Kanakarides, I love saying her name, is now 57. Scott Bairstow, 54. John Cena, you can't see me.
That's right.
Is 47 years old. John Oliver is 47. Cal Penn from Harold and Kumar, 47.
He's so funny.
Dev Patel is 34. And model Gigi Hadid is 29. It happened on this date in history in 1564. This is believed to be the birth date of English poet and dramatist William Shakespeare.
Aha! Uh-huh. What do you mean, believed to be the birthday? Well, they didn't have birth certificates.
Nor necessarily the most tight records, but yeah, right. That's when they say it was. All right. 1635, school was in session. The first public school in the U.S., the Boston Latin School,
PS1,
was founded in Boston era, Massachusetts. In 1798, President-elect George Washington and his wife moved into the first executive mansion, the Franklin House. In 1954, Hank Aaron, Hammer and Hank of the Braves, hit his first of his 755 Major League home runs against the Cardinals. It was on this day. Oh, boy. It was on this date in 1985, Coca-Cola changed its formula and released New Coke.
Yep.
This was the reaction. Immediately, it was negative the first few minutes.
They didn't like it. And I was on an international flight coming back to America, and they asked me if I wanted something to drink, and I said Coke, and she said New Coke or Old Coke. Yeah. And I thought she meant, like, stale stuff they've had in the back for a while. I was so confused.
Yeah, the response was immediate. They changed it back in 3 months.
They sure did.
Okay, so this happened in 1988 on this date, but they need to revise this, because in 88, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, after spending a record total of 741 consecutive weeks, that's 14 years, on the Billboard 200, left the charts for the first time ever.
Amazing.
But because of the eclipse, it came back in great numbers.
This past eclipse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so it was back on the charts again.
Wow.
Special events for today. It is the beginning of Passover. It is Take a Chance Day, German Beer Day, International Creator Day, International Nose Picking Day.
We're supposed to allow it now, or everybody in their car at the same time.
$20 says the smells kid. Lovers Day, Movie Theater Day, Cherry Cheesecake Day, Lost Dog Awareness Day, Picnic Day, Spanish Language Day, and Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
No thanks.
Verily we say unto thee, the chance of procuring the billets to the troubadours known as Fog Hat belong to the ninth responder. How's that? You have a birthday and a special event just like Willie Shakespeare does. Tell us when yours is. We'll celebrate. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it's not too early to start planning that vacation here on the Ashley and Brad Show, because we've already got a couple lined out for June and July, and that's, I think, all we're going to do. And so the question is, one of those will be at my mom's house.
Okay.
So we're most likely, going to be cleaning up after ourselves on the vacation there.
What do you mean?
Well, because it's going to be
in her house?
Yeah.
Well, of course you would.
Well, that's the question you're asking me. Are you more likely to clean up after myself on a vacation? I'm like,
no.
Well, yeah.
How likely are you to pick up after others while on vacation?
The same as everywhere.
Like if you go camping or to the beach and you see all this debris and things like that, are you going to take a bag with you, a big plastic bag on vacation if you're on a hike or whatever, and pick up other people's garbage?
Okay. Funny you should mention that. We took a little walk over the weekend, my family and I, just to go to a nearby restaurant. We took a walk.
Okay.
And on the way, I saw trash. Normally, there isn't trash. It's a very clean sidewalk. Very clean. And I didn't have a bag, but I thought, I've got to go back and pick this stuff up.
Did you?
I didn't. But I'm But I want to, and I probably will go back and do it, because it's literally a clean sidewalk, and normally there's nothing. I was like, who put this here?
Did it look like someone accidentally dropped something, or it looks like litter bugs?
Yeah, it's people just throwing stuff out of the car.
It's funny, because I used to make fun of one of my friends growing up. Her father used to take a walking stick. It had like a little poke on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He used to take that walking and a bag, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
And he's like, no, everywhere I go, when I camp,
good
when I
him.
Do that, he always, like, he would go to campgrounds and people would leave their stuff from, before.
Pack in, pack out.
And so he always does that. So have you ever thought, I'm going on vacation, I'm gonna take some extra bags with me and clean up if you see stuff around?
You should leave only footprints where you go, Ashley.
Yeah, yesterday was Earth Day.
It sure was, Ashley.
And it's never dawned on me. I've never thought, oh,
you never clean up after others?
I clean after myself. And if I go to throw something away and I see there's stuff that missed the garbage, I'll pick it up.
Okay.
But I don't spend my afternoon walking around looking for other people's garbage.
Well, then come join me on my walk to the sidewalk.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on our show. We are Ashley and Brad, by the way. Have we not introduced ourselves by now?
Oh, it's
then
nice
please,
to meet you, by
how
the way.
Rude of us.
Ashley and Brad.
Enchanté.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yes.
We like to expand your vocabulary. Today's word is a noun. It is Latin in origin from the 19th century.
Okay.
Today's word we'd love for you to try and spell is solatium.
Is that like salacious?
Solatium is what they say. Solatium.
Solatium.
Yeah. How would you spell salatium?
Go ahead. Just wondering if it's like salacious.
That's a good question, isn't it? You're going to figure that out as you spell it.
Well, S-A-L-A-C-I-U-M.
Is so close.
Is it S-O?
S-O-L-A-T-I-U-M. Solatium.
Solatium.
Oh, that's not at all what
it
I
is.
Thought.
Oh, in the game show world, you definitely know what solatium is. It's a thing given to someone as a compensation or consolation.
Oh.
Isn't that right, Wink Martindale?
This is Wink Martindale, and I'm happy to say you're correct.
Yes.
So it sounds better to say here's your parting gifts than here's your solatium
parting
gifts?
Parting gifts will receive solatium of turtle wax and rice-a-roni for that hard shell finish. Yes, at the radio station, we often have solatium of bumper stickers and beer koozies.
we do sometimes. Keychains,
exactly.
Lip balm.
Right.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks, Quint. Just one of many folks getting in touch with our show on the text line, 888-922-7234. Regarding smoking, I do recall when I was a kid, it wasn't uncommon to see someone, sometimes an uncle, smoking in church.
What?
Later, when I was a young man, there was a pack of 5 cigs in the C rations in the service.
Okay.
Just a couple of days ago, he was at a tobacco-free wedding reception. But there were a few people enjoying something else that was.
Anyway. Well, it said tobacco free. It didn't say.
Right. It was tobacco
free.
But, and he avoided on the playground, he avoided the teeter totter. It would cause a little discomfort sometimes.
The teeter. Oh.
Yeah, sometimes.
I guess I could understand why.
Yeah. Thanks, Quint. 888-922-7234 is how you get in touch. And we'll get to other texts, but first, news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, Trader Joe's has voluntarily issued a recall of fresh basil after the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC found a link between certain shipments of the herb and a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The affected product was bagged in 2.5-ounce plastic clamshell bearing the label Infinite Herbs. It was sold between February 1st and April 6th, and you're like, well, but it's April 23rd. But a lot of people will freeze. They'll make a little pesto or whatever and then freeze it.
Yeah.
So if you bought it and it had those dates, you're going to want to toss it.
Okay.
So airplane noise is more than just a momentary distraction. It can kind of be bad for our health. According to research, the sound of planes flying overhead can just wreck your sleep quality, especially for people who live near an airport. So is it possible for jets one day to have silent engines? They'll sound like your...
I would love to know.
They'll sound like your EV.
Folks, it's your captain from Flight Deck.
Yeah, you won't
hear that. We understand
that
some of our flight attendants have got questions whether we can turn the jet noise down.
Well, it's one step closer to reality.
Sorry.
Thanks to innovative research conducted by a team of engineers at the University of Bristol in the UK, the new type of aircraft engine is, instead of being mounted under the wings, partially embedded into the main body of the aircraft. So,
okay. So is it going to... But is it... I mean, come on. What's the difference between this negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full... Oh, son of... I spilled the coffee versus negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Well, for the people that live around it, their ears, it could be, you know, listen. Especially if you got little babies. And, retired football star Tom Brady is going to be the target of a new comedy roast on Netflix called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady. Actor and comedian Kevin Hart is going to host the special with comedian Jeff Ross and other, quote, surprise roasters. The comedy roast is going to stream live on May 5th on Netflix. And that's very interesting because it will be the very first ever live roast in history.
Wow.
Unedited and uncensored.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Keep the kids away.
That's
what I'm... Yeah. Okay.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, I'll tell you what I did over my weekend. It was a time for getting some stuff done around the house. I did some work in the shed to do some repair on that. And also, I went and bought one of those little hair retractors you stick down the clog, the drain.
With the little spiky things on it. Yeah.
With the stuff that came out of there.
I don't want to know.
No, I'll be happy to describe it in great detail.
Oh, I'm sure you would. Well, and it's funny because that's something you don't see very often.
No.
But like,
it needs to get done, though.
Yes.
All the time.
Because you don't think about it, but you see the blobs of toothpaste. You're like, come on, guys. Yeah. We got to keep stuff clean.
Right.
But according to a survey from SC Johnson, hair in the bathroom sink is the thing that drives us the most nuts. So you found all the hair.
I found it in one gelatinous glob.
That's so cool. When was the last time you cleaned that? When you moved in?
No. I don't know. A year ago, probably.
But, wow.
But because of the slow drain, you're like, okay, it needs to be addressed. And you hit it and woo! That was Rick magical Flair. What came out of there.
That's really gross. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the interesting thing. They did this whole survey with, that big cleaning company. Mm-hmm. And they said it's not just the stuff that we find. It's also who we are as people. Like, if you're a dog lover, dog lovers tend to be messier than cat lovers. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I could see cat lovers being a little more fastidious about stuff. Because you've got to stay on top of that litter box.
Well, and that's true. Otherwise, the whole neighborhood knows you got a cat.
Look, if the dog was doing the business in the house, you'd be fastidious too. You'd be scooping it up.
Sometimes he does. Sometimes.
He sure does. Absolutely.
66% said that football fans are messier than baseball fans. Now explain that one to
me. Because football, it's more action. There's more stuff happening. You have less time to clean, whereas baseball, you got hours to sit and watch and clean. You know what? There's nothing going on in the field. Maybe I should clean up a little. Yeah.
So do you guys agree with this? If you're a cat-loving baseball fan, then your house must be pristine.
Ashley and Brad.
It's game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program. Because it was on this date in history, in 1635, the very first public school opened in Arab, Boston, Arab, Massachusetts.
Right.
So in that tradition, we're going to put you back into the fifth grade, Ashley Page.
Well, then give me fifth grade from PS1 there. No, I want that kind of questions.
No, you don't. Because those were the kind of questions that would be... high school students couldn't get some of those questions.
Really?
They used to study hardcore. They studied Latin. Well, in those first classes.
Well, yeah, but besides the Latin.
I'll give you fifth grade. It'll be good enough. Okay. Let's start with math.
Okay. Really? Why always
because
do
just
that?
Knock it out of the, just get it out of the way.
Fine.
What is the perimeter of a rectangle with a length that is 10 meters and a width of 5 meters?
Oh, we're doing meters?
Sure. Perimeter of a rectangle. 10 meters
so
long,
10
5
and
meters
10
wide.
Is 20, and then the 5 and the 5 is 10, so you got 30.
Is correct. Which term refers to the speed of music? Rhythm, tempo, harmony, melody.
Tempo.
Is correct. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
All those guys in that room with the big old wigs and the ponytails.
I'm going to hope that you can just give the answer right off the top of your head. The writer of the Declaration of Independence. Mostly attributed to one single person.
It was?
Yes. Jefferson, Franklin, Washington, or Adams?
Jefferson.
Yes, that is correct.
But I thought it was a whole bunch of them that did it.
No. Who was the first explorer to circumnavigate the Earth? Columbus, Magellan, Vasco da Gama, Marco Polo.
Well, they all got lost kind of somewhere along the way, but...
The first to go around the globe.
I want to say it was Magellan that was the first to circumnavigate.
Is correct. Aha! That is right.
Woohoo!
What is the capital of Brazil? Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Brasilia, Salvador.
I think it's Sao Paulo. I'm going to go with that.
It is Brasilia.
Oh.
Brasilia. Finally, which of these following sentences contains a simile? The sun is shining brightly. She ran as fast as a cheetah. The cat meowed loudly. The flowers bloomed in the spring.
That cheetah one. She ran fast like a cheetah.
She ran as fast. Look at that, Ashley. You,
did I pass?
You get to graduate with all of the other kids.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, the debate still rages on here on the Ashley and Brad Show, because we're always encouraging you to get in touch with us at 888-922-7234. So here's the trick, though. Mm-hmm. If you listen to us at work, you got to take time to respond if you're responding from work. So it could be a double-edged sword, because some employers are like, you know what? No phone during work time. So,
well, before cell phones were even around, I do remember the no personal phone calls rule.
And how often did you abide by that?
Pretty often. I mean, unless it was really important. But that's the thing. It's like, okay, so if you're on
There's also
work,
no shopping in company time on the computer. How often?
Mr. Hand, if I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Certainly there's nothing wrong with shopping on our time.
That's the thing is do you think an employer has the right to lock up your phone during the day, or ask you to keep it in a locker or in a place that, you know, because like for some people, they have to look things up.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I can
and
just use my phone.
Don't have to look things
up. And they're like, but we are providing a computer for you to look things up. You don't need your phone to do that.
I always say the employer has the right to do anything they darn well choose.
And then you
can
have the right to employer. Work there. And I get that. But, you know, what about if you're in a mundane job and you want to listen to your earbuds and listen to your music that's on your phone?
That's, again,
what's
you
wrong
ask
with that?
You got to ask the employer. But if they say no phones, then no earphones. So, I mean, it all goes back to what they say.
Like, do you think we could do this job without our phones?
Without computers, no.
Right.
But without phones, absolutely. Sure. We don't need phones.
No, but I like to look. I mean, like when we're getting texts and stuff, how are you going to?
Through the computer. They come through the main app on our computer. So we don't need phones. You don't need a phone, Missy, is what I'm trying to tell you.
What do you guys think? If your employer asked you to lock up your phone for the entire workday, what would you think about that?
Now, if they ask you to lock it in and rip the knob off, then that's a whole other story.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, everybody, for getting in touch with our show about everything that we are discussing, and you do so. What's Wayne chiming in about? Well, his coffee bar is in his man cave, so he's got his own source of coffee.
Wow.
Whether he's sharing that or not, I don't know.
Is he going to charge us $7 for a drink if we go by?
He certainly might. Greg says that his dog eats chicken poop. So bugs certainly could be on his menu.
See?
Yeesh.
Listen, dogs, when my dog, well, I'm not going to tell you what he got.
I don't need to know.
It was bad.
And Teresa is going to a festival. And versus a concert, she likes the festival because it's a better bargain. Get to see more bands.
See, I do agree with that, although the price is really a lot.
Yeah, she's going to go see June Jam, by the way. She's going to have a good
time. Nice. Good for her.
Thanks, everybody, for getting in touch is what we're saying. 888-922-7234. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, the Dollar Tree last year raised their price from that dollar to a dollar and a quarter. Well, now price is going up again. Dollar Tree CEO Rick Dreiling says they are going to expand their multi-price assortment. The cheapest items will soon be $1.50 if they aren't already, but they're going to cap it at $7 now.
Oh,
he went on to say the decision to raise it is to allow retailers to bring in more products for people to, you know, more different
but
things.
People go there for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
It's a dollar.
Well, not anymore.
So
it's
they're not going to go there for a $7 item.
Well, but
come on.
I know.
Come on. They go there for the cheap prices.
So scientists in India have discovered the remains of a giant prehistoric snake that was longer than a T-Rex.
Wow.
Researchers named it Vasuki, and based on its vertebrae, it would have been nearly 50 feet long, weighed more than a ton.
Wow.
More than a ton!
Wow.
Lived about 47 million years ago. It doesn't appear that it was venomous, though.
Okay.
They believe it probably squeezed its prey.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
You could just look at it.
Yeah.
It probably just looked at somebody and they were like...
You don't need venom to be a ton.
No,
you can take care of business just by rolling on top
exactly. So Britney Spears could soon be headed to a movie theater near you. Well, not her, but maybe a biopic. According to Britain's Mirror, she's negotiating to turn her memoir, The Woman in Me, into a movie. Britney lashed out at a couple of filmmakers who produced several unauthorized documentaries in the last couple of years. So she says, listen, if I'm going to tell a story, I want to be at the creative helm of it.
All right.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks to Grant, one of our listeners chimed in earlier, said he's got a surefire way to keep people entertained. Crawl under his house and take pictures of spiders.
Nope.
He said.
Nope.
Over the weekend, I did my own version of this. I did some cleaning in the shed. Yeah, they set up shop in there.
What are you going to do?
So it's a quiet shed. I mean, the doors are mostly closed all the time. So whatever gets in there, I say, hey, have at it. So I enjoy them being there.
Okay.
I don't mind them.
So on the property is one thing. In your home, what do you think?
Again, I'm not quick to get rid of them.
Okay.
They're there for a reason.
And I know. They eat insects, and I get that.
Chances are, wherever they are, they've found that there's a plentiful source.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, have at it, fellas.
Okay, well, you think everybody in your house feels the same way?
I think my wife may feel differently.
I think I'm in the camp of your wife.
But, you know, I think the boys are like, leave them alone.
Okay.
Laissez-faire.
So is there a good way to get rid of it? I know that you can, like, mix the vinegar and there's peppermint and things that, you know, they don't like. And so there's part of me that I'm like, I get it. They're good. They eat the insects and stuff like that. But I don't want them in my house.
Okay.
Like, if I could say, okay, guys, you stay out here.
Yeah, I don't find them in my house, though. It's not like they've set up cobwebs all over the place.
Okay.
So.
Okay, but if you're not checking all the corners of your house, your garage, things like that, they could.
The garage is a whole. You're free to eat whatever you can find in the garage,
really?
I say.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the spiders? You know they're good for the environment, but you don't really want them in your house.
Now, if it's a giant wolf spider that gets into my car, that's a different story.
Nope.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it was on this date in history on the Ashley and Brad Show that Shakespeare was born.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, we're going to class up the joint. Bring in some old Billy Shakespeare trivia right now, Ashley.
All right.
How well do you know the bard is what I'm going to... I can't imagine a lot of radio shows are venturing into Shakespeare trivia.
I can imagine
but,
not.
You know, we're bold enough to do it. Let's start with some basic facts.
Okay.
What's his hometown, which is also the same place he's buried? This might be... familiar knowledge where Shakespeare is from. I'll give you a hint.
Give me
a region. England.
Well, that I knew.
Well,
but I don't know where in England.
Well, it's in England. Same place he's buried. He was born here. It's a three-word name.
Something upon Avon.
Yes.
Right? Stratford upon Avon?
Look at that.
Okay.
See? He pulled it out.
There we go.
When did he die? This is one of those facts that's also interesting.
The last day he stopped breathing.
That's correct. But what date was that, specifically? He was only 52, by the way.
Friday the 13th?
No, not the 13th. He was born on April 23rd, and he died on April 23rd.
Really?
Yeah, same day he was born.
Wow.
This is another interesting question. Perhaps you don't know. What was his wife's name? It's also the name of a famous American actress.
Juliet.
No.
Penelope.
Good guess? No. Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I do remember. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Let's get into some of his works. What are the names of the two feuding families in Romeo and Juliet?
The Hatfields and the McCoys.
Mm-hmm. Not correct. Is it the Montagues and Capulets, Veronas and Venices, Rosencrantz, Guildenstern, Tybalts, and Mercutio?
I think it's the Montagues.
Is correct, yes, yeah, Montague okay. and Capulet. Which of his works includes the soliloquy, to be or not to be, that is the question. Macbeth, Taming of the Shrew, Hamlet, King Lear.
Macbeth?
I'm sorry, that is from Hamlet.
Oh.
Hamlet.
And gosh, I wish I could use my lifeline at my friend Elizabeth.
Did you not have to read any Shakespeare in school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't really understand it as I was reading. I'm like, what does this mean?
Yeah. Finally, what film directed by Baz Luhrmann was a contemporary take on a Shakespeare classic? Starred Leo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. Much Ado About Nothing, She's the Man, 10 Things I Hate About You, Romeo and Juliet.
Well, Romeo and Juliet sounds too obvious.
Okay, so which do you think it is?
What was that first one?
Much Ado About Nothing?
Yeah, I'm going to say that one. Is it
Romeo and Juliet?
I just figured you were trying to trick me.
Ashley and Brad.
Springtime here on the Ashley and Brad Show.
We're a month into spring.
It's my favorite time of the backyard. I was over the weekend and just like, man, everything's blooming.
It's pretty.
Looks great. Yeah. It's calm and peaceful. So what are some places to enjoy the great outdoors more than others?
Well, so it's interesting because there are states that have more outdoorsy people in them.
Sure.
And so they said if you're looking for states that have a lot of outdoorsy people, It's because there's a lot of stuff to do outdoors. And yeah. people love it. Even if the weather isn't, you know, like South Florida all the time,
right.
which most places...
No, they're doing snow and all the other stuff.
Right.
Right.
And so they said North Carolina is fantastic.
Yeah.
Alaska and Washington and Montana all in there as well. But in the top three,
yes.
the places they said, if you really love all kinds of weather, if you really love doing all kinds of different things, Colorado comes in at number three.
I was going to say it was either number one or them.
Yes, because they just so many things. Yeah. Same thing with its neighbor, Utah.
Okay.
And the number one place to do. Now, this state, you're going to have to drive a little bit more if you want all those different things. But can you guess?
It's not Florida.
It's not.
In the words of one of its former governors, is it California?
It is.
California.
The place to be if you want to snow ski, if you want to ride bikes, if you want to hike, if you want to do all kinds of stuff. Okay. But that doesn't mean that you can't just get out anywhere and do something.
I know. People have famous, you can go skiing in the afternoon and then go to the beach. But I've never met a person in my life
who ever did
that ever once.
Just because you can't
do
it.
Yeah, sure you can. You won't, but sure.
Ashley and Brad.
Thank you, Francis, for getting in touch with our show. He's repurposing his electrical tape to make sure that the antenna works so he can get our show every day.
Sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah. And also thanks to new caller Tom, who said about getting there.
Right.
Lots of people's chimed in about this.
Yeah, if you're one of those people that drives the whole way through to get to your destination.
Karen says she's a get there person. Thankfully, her husband is too, so she drives and he has no choice. But they are a get there. And then, like I said, Tom chimed in to say, yeah, they try to get there, but there are some provisos when they stop.
The one exception, of course, is food. If I see something super unique food-related on the way, I will definitely push to stop for that. The number one rule being, don't eat at what's in town. I'm going to hit something that's not here. When you travel, you stop at the things you don't have access to at home.
Okay, which makes sense.
That's something I've always done, is if it's where I live, I'm not going to do it on vacation.
And that was the only time we would ever stop at a Stuckey's. They don't even exist anymore. But Stuckey's or Howard Johnson's.
Was Stuckey's that pecan roll thing?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
The pecan log or pecan log. All right, thanks everybody for getting in touch. The number is 888-922-7234. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, Trader Joe's has voluntarily issued a recall of fresh basil after the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC found a link between certain shipments of the herb and a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The affected product, packaged in a 2.5-ounce plastic clamshell, has the label Infinite Herbs. It was sold between February 1st and April 6th, and a lot of people will use herbs and then make them like a pesto that they freeze. Mm-hmm. So they say, even though it's, you know, end of April now, you still need to double check if you bought it then.
All right.
So airplane noise is more than just a momentary distraction. It can be bad for our health and our hearing. According to research, the sound of planes flying overhead ruins sleep quality for a lot of people that live near airports.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I did too. I lived near an airport one time. It was in an apartment.
And just constant, right?
Yeah,
right. So would it be possible for jets to one day have silent engines? That prospect is now one step closer to reality thanks to innovative research conducted by a team of engineers at the University of Bristol in the United Kingdom. It's a new type of aircraft engine, and instead of being mounted under the wings, they're partially embedded into the main body of the aircraft.
Okay.
So maybe just the people on the plane get to hear it.
All right.
So Netflix is introducing a new mystery series called A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, based on the Holly Jackson novel of the same name. The show follows 17-year-old Pip as she investigates the murder of a high school student who was killed 5 years prior. The show will premiere on BBC Three and BBC iPlayer before it starts streaming on Netflix later this year. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and let's talk about some super futuristic home automation type stuff, because I have found the joy of these smart bulbs.
Yeah.
That putting them in as many places as I can.
Are those the ones that change color? You can change the mood and all
that?
You
can do that. But I find them way more helpful just to be able to turn on and off at a certain schedule. So I'm not having to go around turning lights on and off all the time.
Yeah, but if you have LED bulbs now, it's pennies in a year.
I know. Exactly. So it's a win-win. So it's cheap to run, and they can just set a schedule, which I like doing. And I'd love to get, I could retrofit the overheads, but that's a lot more cost prohibitive, probably.
Right.
but I'm definitely about trying to save bucks whenever possible.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because especially in the springtime where it can be cold overnight and then maybe it's hotter during the day. And so like your air conditioner's on, then your heater's on, then your air conditioner. Right. And that happens for quite a while. And just the cost of that, like heat is like over 30% of your household bill.
Yeah.
Air conditioning uses, you know, like 15%. And, you know, we're getting ready to hit air conditioning season.
Yeah.
And have you ever done like this energy audit on your house or thought to do that?
Well, how would you do it is okay. what I'm asking.
So there's a couple of ways because a lot of utility companies have free audits. So you can call them and find out.
Oh, they send me that bill that shows me a bar graph of right. where my house is.
Right.
Compared to my neighbors, I am always in this range.
Okay.
Whereas my neighbors are a little more.
Then you've got maybe a leak or something, and they said you can hire someone if there's not a free audit available. It's like between 8 and 50 cents a square foot. But they said you could actually do your own. There's an energy site that have all these things like going by windows with like a lit candle or some incense or something. And if it starts blowing the smoke, you know you got some kind
the
of
windows
a leak
have
there.
Been replaced. Thankfully, we don't have that.
So you don't have that.
So that's a good thing.
Checking your AC, your water heater, your furnace, the insulation in your attic, if you've ever done that.
Yeah, I have.
Your fireplace dampers.
Yeah, keep them closed. We've got the filter. Change the filter often enough in the AC and the furnace.
And the phantom appliances and electronics. They said there's actually probably a lot more in your house that you don't realize is sucking energy out.
Everything that's plugged in that's got a light that'll tell you it's ready.
Right.
That's drawing power all the time.
And when was the last time you had like your heater and your air conditioner serviced? Have you, did you have someone come out and like make sure it's running properly?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
They've come out and they've given me their proposals. And I'm like,
to replace it?
That's a lot to consider, but thank you.
Yours
no
is broken.
You,
you need a new one.
Mm.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad Show. This is one of the new games that we just unveiled last week, and we're going to try it again. It's a movie trivia game that's simply titled Movies.
Well, then I'm going to give it to you because you've seen so many movies. You've seen every movie.
Seen a lot, but you don't see anything, conversely.
Well, that's a little hyperbolic.
Okay. But on each card, there is, four or five different
Yeah, there's like a comedy category. And
film. Okay.
Well, of course you're going to get all of these. Come on.
I don't know. We'll
see. I know three of these.
Okay.
So I know. Okay. And the 2017 Best Picture Oscar goes to, but then it didn't. What movie was that?
Do
you remember that?
Yeah.
Snafu?
Yeah. It was, they announced La La Land, but
right.
it was not La La Land.
It was not.
To the other one, which I didn't see, but it was Moonlight?
No, you got it right. The snafu was La La Land. That's the one you said. What film sees Joker and Pyle suffering under an abusive drill sergeant, Gunnery Sergeant Hurtman?
Oh, come on. This is a classic, which you've probably never seen. But this was this. The whole first half of the movie with with Private Pyle in basic training is worth the movie itself. Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, I know. I knew you'd know that.
Yeah. Arlie Ermey, by the way, who was a real drill sergeant.
Yeah, because you gave me a trivia question about him.
Stanley Kubrick said, hey, just do what you do.
Yeah.
And that was all improv.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, your next question. What 2019 movie was the first R-rated film to gross more than $1 billion worldwide?
Wow. Let's see. Was it one of the box office smash records like your Endgame or your Avatars? Was it one of those?
Well, it was a box office smash. What do you mean, like one of those, like a Marvel one?
Yeah. Was it either Endgame or Avatar?
No, it's not those two. Not either one of those two. I don't think this is a Marvel.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Was it a comedy?
No.
So it wasn't a comedy. It was a drama? $1 billion.
$1 billion.
What, 2019?
He played a very disturbing character.
Oh, okay. My next guess was it Joker?
It was Joker.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And I can't wait for the
The
next one with him and Lady Gaga.
Juliet, yeah.
Okay, your final question. Where do the town's citizens hole up in The Mist?
Because
this was a scary movie. I never would have watched this.
What town are they in or they hole up in? Is it a northeastern town?
It's not the town. It's where do the citizens hole up in?
Oh.
Where are they hiding?
A bowling alley, a movie theater,
right, right.
A diner. I don't know.
It was actually a supermarket. I would have never gotten that either.
All right.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you tidbits of info that take place on the 23rd of April, one of which happens to be, which is perfect season for it, get out there and have a picnic day.
That's right.
Okay.
And this meal harkens back to the mid-18th century, that kind of al fresco dining in France, when you needed like a bottle of wine, a giant loaf of bread, some cheese, and you just sit under the sky. Now it's more like barbecues, simple cold plates. They're usually incredibly informal. And it's everybody. You can make new friends even while you're out. And if the weather's bad, you know what? You can have one on your living room floor.
Okay.
Because a poll found 94% of us either love or at least like picnics. Because there's usually fun stuff to do. We're playing frisbee, doing, and like I said earlier in the show, we're a month into spring.
Yeah.
So grab that gingham tablecloth and maybe a wicker basket and fill some stuff up and enjoy the day.
We dined al fresco over the weekend, as a matter of fact.
You did on your living room floor?
No, out in the patio.
Oh.
So.
Ashley and Brad.